For News Talk 1620 WTAW, Mayor Jason Bianski of Bryant discusses city business.
Well, we had a council meeting yesterday and talked a little bit about the golf course. So that's always fun, and whether we should put dollars into capital improvement projects in the near future. Look at other uses type deals. So that's something we'll be talking about in the future again. I don't want to start any rumors that we're looking at redeveloping that again. That's not the case. Okay. I think the voters told us that they wanted to keep that and remain parkland. So we'll look at that option. I mean, I've had a lot of people ask me, should we, put some soccer fields there? Should we put a swimming pool there, an aquatic center, football, baseball fields, in addition to maybe 9 holes of golf? We've had people talk to us about a 3-part, 9-hole lidded golf course that, mm-hmm. that you can play at night that wouldn't necessarily compete with the new A&M course that's going to come online in a year, or Briarcrest Country Club, or Pecan and Pecan Lakes and some of the other private clubs. So, that's something we'll have to look at, but there is some deferred maintenance that we're going to have to decide on. And I think right now we're projected to lose around $300,000 a year on the golf course. So that's always a concern for me, but I think we can keep it in the parks and do something that would make everyone happy, where we have golfing opportunities and maybe some other recreational opportunities.
Well, it's a great location.
And
it needs to be probably more active than a passive type park, so I could see where you could make that an opportunity.
They would like to see a restaurant or two on the course, so the golfers would have a place to eat and socialize, and so those are various options we're looking at this point. But before we spend millions in the golf course, we've got to decide which direction we want to go. I mean, there's been a lot of folks asking us for a pool or a aquatic center, something like if you go to the Adamson's Lagoon in Caddo Station, mm-hmm. I would love to see a newer version of that in Bryant, sure. For our families and the young kids and birthday parties, and so that would be nice. So there's a lot of things to look at, a lot of wonderful things going. Of course, since we've been talking a while, Gundler located in our Texas Triangle Park, about 250 jobs, average wage is $30,000. We're excited to welcome the Gundler family to the city of Bryant. We've got many others that are looking out of our expanding into our new Texas Triangle Park, which is out there on the corner of 2018 Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Highway 6. I think a lot of people are trying to figure out where Texas Triangle Park is.
I was going to say, that's people would probably like to know where it is to begin with.
It's not in the bio corridor. That's a whole other area. But this is on our northeast side of town, and we've got up to about 900 acres that we can develop out there. And we've got rail access, so it's important with that rail access that we can work with companies that are needing railroad opportunities.
Now, so, this is Gundler's first location in America, is that right?
It's their first. It's their North American headquarters now. Yeah. So we're excited about it. So we've got companies from Mexico coming to the United States here, and they'll be manufacturing paper products and vegetable oils for Walmart International. So very excited about the folks, and again, more opportunities for our citizens that are unemployed and underemployed. I think a lot of people say, well, if you can't recruit a $100,000 a year job, you're not doing your job as the mayor. We've got people that are happy with all levels, and we've got people that look for all levels, and we've done a pretty good job on those higher end jobs with our bio corridor. We've got some of those pharmaceutical type jobs that are coming out there that are six figures plus, but $30,000 with benefits is a good salary. So, we will offer all ranges. And again, in a tough economy, we're excited to have these successes. So we definitely thank the Research Valley Partnership and the EDF Board and the Bryant Business Council for their efforts in helping recruit Gundler. And we've got quite a few more. We did pass joint ordinances with the city of Caddo Station on our buyer corridor. So we're going to have the same restrictions in place. So you won't look at the Caddo Station location and say, well, they require a tin roof, and in Bryant they require a composition roof. So it'll all be the same look and the same feel. You won't be able to tell the difference between Bryant and Caddo Station and the development codes and the ordinances there. So Caddo Station's voting on theirs Thursday night. We passed our first reading last night. We did finalize the contract on Keene Register. So Mr. Register is officially now the official city manager. Okay. Brian, take the interim out of there.
Right.
He's probably reprinting his cards as we speak. But, you know, I like the interim basis. You know, that's kind of like putting you on probation for 2 or 3 years, you know. So, but
Kingston, get him to behave himself, right?
He'll need
is there
to
a dirt
himself.
Bike? Is there a dirt bike clause in there?
You joke about it, Scott. We actually talked about it. I think Councilmember Art Hughes brought it up several times.
Okay.
You know, that his insurance covers those type accidents, and we keep him off those dirt bikes. But happy to have him officially on board now. So we'll be getting that finalized and worked out here in the next week or so. So that's official. I've got some runway lights coming into Coulter Airfield. That was a major project with TxDOT Aviation, and so glad to have that. I'm sure all the pilots and the folks that are using Coulter Airfield and all those fans coming in for the football game this weekend will be glad to have that in the near future. So we've got a lot more activity out there because of game day activities and the SEC activities. So a lot of wonderful things. And, of course, I've always got to mention Texas Reds.
Sure.
This may be
about
one of the last times I get to talk to you about it. But October 12th and 13th, Friday night, we've got local favorites, Texas Twisters and the Rockefellers playing, and they open up for the Texas Tornadoes, who are Grammy Award winners. They played at the Houston Lilac Show and Rodeo many times. It's the old Freddie Fender and Augie Meyer band. They're quite entertaining. I promise the folks will have a great time with them. I saw them this summer at a concert, and a fabulous band, you know, great time in Bryan. Saturday night, we've got Johnny Lee and the Urban Cowboy Band opening up for Aggieland's own Roger Kreger. And, you know, so if you want to come talk about Johnny Lee and Bud and Sissy from Urban Cowboy, you can come listen to Looking for Love by Johnny Lee. And then Roger Kreger's got all the Aggie favorites. But in addition to that, we'll have two Gold Olympians, residents of Bryan.
Yeah.
That will be there on hand. We haven't confirmed if they're going to take pictures and sign autographs and all that yet. They have agents now, so they're
okay.
Famous.
Sure.
So
yeah,
we're working with our agents, but I promise I'll at least have them on stage to introduce them, maybe towards the end of the night before the concert starts, and so we can welcome them. And they've also committed to be in our downtown Bryan Christmas parade.
Right.
December 14th. So they'll be our parade grand marshals, and they'll be riding their convertibles, and everybody will get to come out and, you know, and congratulate them. And we've also got the Hairy Bikers coming back, you know. So our local residents, Bill Allen and Paul Patch,
yeah,
all are good friends of mine.
Sure.
I appreciate them coming back, and not sure what they're going to cook this year. I think it was Nutria last year. So all the folks that were in the Palisade are eating their food. That was actually roadkill, but they do a good job with that. So a lot of celebrities, a lot of fun times. We will have all the collegiate football games on the tube there. All our businesses will be available. They'll have wonderful things going on, lots of vendors. We're still looking for volunteers. If anyone can volunteer, TexasRedFestivals.com. Go on. We're looking for sponsors, of course. Anyone else that could help us, you know, if you want to be a vendor, I don't think it's too late to sign up for that yet. So expecting wonderful weather, and we'll have a great time in Bryan.
Thank you, Bryan Mayor Jason Byenski. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.